So today we are going to discuss the sugya of kinyanim derabanan, whether they work on a deraisa level. So it's unclear what that means as for the moment, but we will hopefully get better clarity in terms of understanding the sugya of kinyanim in general, and particularly whether kinyanim derabanan, which only work on a deraban level, whether they actually work on a deraisa level. How did that come up in the sugya? So the Gemara Maseches Nedarim Daf Lamed Dal and Rebbeis, the daf earlier in the week, and source number one says, Omar Rava, Haisel Afan of Kikar Shel Hefker. If a person had in front of him a Kikar, which was Hefker, didn't belong to anyone, the Omar Kikar Zu Hekdish, and he was Makdish the Kikar, Notla La Ochla, if he took it to eat it, he took it for himself, Ma'al Lafikula, he's over on Mi'ila. Mi'ila is when a person is Nehene, a person gets benefit from that which belongs to Hektish, or he's Motzi from the Rishus of Hektish. That is the Isser of Mi'ila, and he has to pay a penalty to the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe bring a Korban. Lahorisha Levana, if he takes it only for his children, then Ma'al, if he Tovas Hana Sheba, he only violates the Mi'ila, the amount of Hana that he got, because now his children are going to be Makir Tov to him for giving over these assets. Okay. Now, without getting into the nitty-gritty details of why the Ran says this, the Ran is mokim the case as a kinyan dalad amos. So let's read the bolded part of the Ran over here. Says the Ran, lahachi nakit le bikikar shel hefker, shahaisa omedes toch dalad amosov, shekonos lo b'chol makom. Says the Ran, that the case of the Gemara was that the kikar, this chalarol, was within Dalad Amos of the person, and we know that a person's Dalad Amos are konus lo b'chol makom. A person can acquire things which are within his Dalad Amos. Umishim hachi ki omar kikar zu hektish chayil. And since that's the case, he has the ability to be makdish anything that is hefker, that is within his Dalad Amos. Because since he has the ability to acquire it, he also has the ability to be makdish. And the Ran goes on to explain why that even though it's konos b'chol makom, why it has to be that it was hefker and he was makdish before he acquired it. So we're not going to get into any of those details. But for now, what we see from the Ran is that through the kinyan of Dalad Amos, a person can be makdish something and then be over on Me'ilah, violate Me'ilah, which is an Isser Daraisa. So the Ran, at first glance, seems to be telling us a tremendous Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Kinyan of Dalad Amos is a Gemara above Metziah, and Kinyan Dalad Amos is only Midrabanan. We know that there are different types of Kinyanim in Halacha, different ways to acquire things. Some are Kinyanim Daraisa, they work on a Daraisa level, like we assume Kinyan Kesef, paying for something on a Daraisa level. We assume most konos midaraisa, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the Gemara above Metziah, and we assume most are konos midaraisa. Kinyan kesef is a kinyan midaraisa. Kinyan chatzer, if something is in your courtyard, on your property, and your property is protected with a gate, anything that's in there, you can be kona something with kinyan chatzer, kinyan yad, something that's mamish in your hand, completely in your hand, that is a kinyan daraisa. There's maybe a couple of other kinyanim that may be deraisa, but those are the kinyanim deraisa. Kinyanim derabanan are kinyanim which chazal or mesakin. We'll see with the koach of hefker based on hefker. We'll see the Gemara Maseches Gittin later on in the Chabura. But through the power of hefker based on hefker, chazal were able to be mesakin, to establish kinyanim which work midraban. Kinyanim derabanan. What's an example? So kinyanim derabanan are meshicha, right? Pulling something, pulling an animal is a kinyan derabanan. Hagbah, picks something up is derabanan. Kinyan agav is a machlokas in Peisvis and Bavakama and Kiddushin, whether that's derabanan. Tons of kinyan. You learn Mesechus Bavakama, you learn Mesechus Kiddushin, you learn many Mesechus and Shas, Bava Basra, and you learn all about the different kinyan, kinyan deraisa, kinyan derabanan. So the question that the Ran seems to be addressing and taking a stand on is whether kinyanim, which chazal or misakin, kinyanim derabanan, do those work for things which you need to be the owner on a daraisa level? For example, we know that there's a halacha when it comes to the dalaminim that has to be lachem. Right? You have to own your dalaminim. So let's say you acquire your dalaminim with a kinyan derabanan. are you going to be yotze the mitzvah of dalad minim on a daraisa level? Or do we say, no, the kinyan is only midarabanan, therefore you can only own it midarabanan, and it doesn't reach the threshold of lachem, which is a daraisa, a biblical ownership. Is that clear? Also, another nafkamina is kiddushin. In order to be mekadosh nisa, you have to own the kesef that you're giving her. So let's say you acquired the ring through a kinyan derabanan. This is halacha l'maisa, you know, buying something on credit, buying a ring with a credit card, and then you didn't do any other kinyanim. Maybe other kinyanim happened, but let's say theoretically, the only kinyan you did was paying with a credit card. There was no kesef that you gave, that's credit, so you did a kinyan mashicha. Kinyan mashicha is only midarabanan. So you only own the ring midarabanan, so now you're mekadosh nisa of that ring. Does that work? Big shilas. So the Ran seems to be assuming that a kinyan derabanan, the kinyan dalad amos, which is clear that it's only a kinyan midarabanan, works on a daraisa level, because we're saying that you can use the kinyan derabanan to be makdish and then violating the ilah, which is an isar daraisa. You're going to have to bring a carbon in the base of mikdash. Clearly, we're assuming that it works on a daraisa level. No, because you can't bring a carbon midarabanan. Mi'ila means derabanan. The Ran later on Daf Lamed Hey has the sugya of Yesh Mi'ila, whether Yesh Mi'ila Bekonamos or Ein Mi'ila Bekonamos. The Ran actually has a suffix over there on Daf Lamed Hey, whether, according to the opinion Yesh Mi'ila Bekonamos, that when a person violates his nether, he is over in Mi'ila, whether he actually has to bring a korban, like real bona fide Mi'ila of Hektish, the Ran has that suffix. So on the tzad that you have to bring a korban, we're obviously assuming that it's daraisa. There's no such thing as a derabanan korban. Okay? So the Ran seems to be assuming that a kinyan derabanan works on daraisa level. So let's discuss some of the sources, and then we'll try to understand a little bit the lumdis behind this machlokas, because we'll see it's a major machlokas we've shown him, and in the yeshivas is known as the suffix of the Machane Ephraim. Who was the Machane Ephraim? The Machane Ephraim was Rav Ephraim Navon. He was one of the Sephardi Gaonim who lived in the late 1600s, early 1700s in Turkey. There was a period of time where the Jews that were expelled from Spain traveled the Mediterranean, and they ended up settling in places like Greece, Saloniki, and Turkey, Istanbul, which was Constantinople then. And there was a period of tremendous godless in Torah by the Sephardim. So you had the Mishnah HaMelech who lived in there during that tkufa, the Shar HaMelech, and the Mishnah, the Machane Ephraim was one of those great Gaonim. So again, his name is Ephraim Navon, and he wrote a sefer called Machane Ephraim, a very popular sefer, where he discusses very important sugyas and shas. So the Machane Ephraim had the Shaila, and he discusses all the relevant sources, and he was talking about this question of a person does a kinyan derabanan for his esrog and his lulav, is he going to be yotze the mitzvah of dalad minim? Okay, so let's discuss some of the sources. So there's a gemara in Masech HaSuk in source number 3, and daf ben vav and beis. The gemara says, Amar Reb Zera, lo likni inish hoshan liyanuka biyomatava kam. A person should not give his dalad minim to his child, to a kid, on the first day of Yom Tov. Why? Why is that? Says the gemara, my taima, diyanuka mikna kani, Aknuye lo mikni, because a child can acquire, but he can't give it back. He won't be able to be makne it back to you. V'ishtachach the kanafik belulav sheina shelo, and then you're going to be stuck in. You're going to be stuck because you have a lulav now that doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your child, and you can't get it back from him because he can't give it back to you. That's what the Gemara says. So what type of child are we talking about? What age is he? So there's a major machlokas we've shown here. Take a look at the Ran in source 4. The Ran says, Amrab Zera lo likni inish hoshana li yanuka biyamatava my taima yanuka mikni kani aknui lo makni vishtachat teknafik blu of shena shalala. That's just the quote of the Gemara. Perish, says the Ran. Betinok shalo higia la onas hapu'utos. Says the Ran, we're talking about a tinok that hasn't reached the period of pu'utos. What's the period of pu'utos? So the Ran will explain, but it's a child who hasn't reached the age of 6 or 7, where he has some level of das that he understands the idea of acquiring things and giving things over. Ve'eno dezoche la'atzmo, ve'eno mezake la'achirim. Because he is zoche for himself, that child, who's let's say he's 5 years old, he's zoche for himself, but he can't give over to other people. Why? The ish shebishi agila onas haputos keben velvo keben zayin, says the Ran. If he's reached the age of 6 or 7, aknuye nami makni, he can even give it over back to his father. Why? How do I know that? Says the Ran. To hakaimalon hapuutos mekhan mekhan umemkaran memkar bemetaltlin umaskinu nami perkani zakin dematanasa matana. Says the Ran. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin, in the fifth parak of Gittin, says that Chazal were misakin that if a child reaches the age of 6 or 7, they were misakin that not only can a child acquire things, he can actually be makne, he can actually give over things through an acquisition. But that is a din d'rabbanan. Says the Ran that it must be that the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, which says that you shouldn't give your dalet, obviously this is before your yotze, you shouldn't give your dalet minim before your yotze to your child who's not going to be able to give it back to you. Says the Ran, we're talking about a 5-year-old, because if there was a 6 or a 7-year-old, they'd be able to give it back to you, even though that is only a din d'rabbanan. Obviously, the Ran is l'shitaso in Maseches Nedarim that he's assuming that a kinyan d'rabbanan will work for a din d'areisa, right? Chazal or mesakin that a child who's 6 or 7 can give it over. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Yet the Ran is saying that will work for the din of lachem by dalet minim. That's the opinion of the Ran. And the Ran, we're not going to read it inside, but in the next source, the Ran says the same thing in Maseches Gittin with respect to being kone a get. That kinyan dalet amos works actually to acquire a get. And the Ran explains because it's based on the mechanism of hefker based on hefker, what exactly the nature of dalet amos is. We're not going to get into that right now. But the Ran says the same thing. That kinyan dalet amos, which is a kinyan d'rabbanan, also works to acquire a get. And we know acquisition of a get is also a din d'araisa. The woman has to actually acquire the get in order to be megureshes, in order to be divorced. And nevertheless, the Ran is assuming, again, l'shitaso, the trifecta, that a kinyan d'rabbanan works for dinim d'araisa. Now, the Rambam, in source 6, says not that way. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Luluf. Halacha Yud, Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Ein adam yotze b'yamta rishon shel chag v'lulava shel chaveiro, shishalenu mimenu ad shitnenu lo b'matan. A person is not going to be yotze on the first day of Sukkot with a borrowed lulav. He has to actually acquire it. Naslo amanas lahachzir, harizah yotze bo, v'chulei, skipping a few lines, says the Rambam at the end of that line, v'ein nos noso lakatan, shakatan kone, v'eino makne lachir min haTorah. Says the Rambam, a person should not, quoting the Gemara in Sukkah, obviously, a person should not give his dalet minim to a katan. Why? Because even though a katan can acquire, he can't give it back. The nimtza shim hechziro lo eino chozer. And it comes out that if he tries to, the katan tries to give it back, it's not actually going to work. Fine. The Rambam does not make any qualification like the Ran and say, oh, but there's a difference between whether it's a 5-year-old or a 6 or a 7-year-old. The Rambam says unequivocally, you shouldn't give your dalet minim over to a katan. Why? Because you're not going to be able to give it back. The Rambam seems to be assuming that even if he reached the level of the age of onas hapeutos, he wouldn't be able to give it back to the father, and the father would not be able to be yotze his mitzvah dalet minim, dahainu. The Rambam seems to be assuming, not like the Ran, that a kinyan d'rabbanan does not work for dinim d'araisa. So now, if we have time to get into it, we'll get into it, but there is maybe a steer in the Rambam. The Machna Ephraim deals with this at length. There is a steer in the Rambam because the Rambam in other places seems to assume that kinyanim d'rabbanan do work on a d'araisa level. Maybe it depends on the halacha that we're talking about. If we have time at the end of the chabura, we'll discuss that. But for now, let's assume that the shita of the Rambam, at least with respect to lachem and hilchos lulav, is that a kinyan d'rabbanan does not work on a d'oraisa level. Okay. So now the question is, what is the nature of this machlokes rishonim? What does this depend on? Whether kinyan d'rabbanan does work on a d'oraisa level, doesn't work on a d'oraisa level? Where are they coming from? Is it arbitrary? So lechora, it depends on how you understand the concept of hefker based in hefker. So let's start with the Gemara in Maseches Gittin.
It's a weird sentence to say. The kinyan d'rabbanan worked d'oraisa. No, it's the kinyan d'rabbanan. It's the words.
Maskim. Maskim.
It's the words themselves that make sense.
Maskim. The words don't make sense. Correct. But
so how you have to understand what the nature of the Rabbanan is.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
It's not necessarily.
Right. Right. Exactly. The Rabbanan just mean Chazal were the ones who implemented it. But now it's going to have significance on a Daraisa level. This concept, this Shaila of Kinyan Rabbanan working on a Daraisa level really is part of a broader picture of whether how the Torah recognizes the tokef of Dinim Derabanan in general. We're talking about, you know, in particular with respect to Kinyanim, but really this is a discussion when it comes to many areas of halacha, like Isuri Hana. Seth is learning Maseches Pesachim. So one of the major Shilas, major sugyas in Maseches Pesachim is how to understand the concept of something which is Asur Bahana, it doesn't have any Shavis. So it doesn't have any value. Is there a reason to differentiate between something which is Asur Bahana Midaraisa and something which is Asur Bahana Midarabanan? Or are they? Are they? True. Yeah. When it comes to the truck, exactly. Yeah. So let's start with the Gemara in Maseches Gittin and source 8. The Gemara there is talking about the concept of Prusbol. It's Perek HaShaleach in the beginning of the fourth Perek Maseches Gittin. I was very lemaisa about a couple months ago. Everyone's writing a Prusbol. So it's Prusbol is obviously a response to the idea of Shmitas Ksafim, that Hillel was misaking a Prusbol to avoid the problem of, or not the problem, but the halacha of Shmitas Ksafim. So the Gemara is very bothered by the following question. How could it be that Hillel, who was a rabbi who lived, this was Hillel Hazakin, so he lived at the end of the period of Bayis Sheni. How could it be that Hillel uprooted the din d'oraisa of Shmitas Ksafim? Chazal can't stand be oker government atorah b'kum v'asei. Yeah. Not the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara then Yevamos says that usually the rule is b'shev al tasa. But yeah, exactly. So here, what happens is the mav is going to collect money. That's b'kum v'asei. They're going to violate the din of lo yigos. So how could it be that Hillel was masakin? So this is a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. How to understand how Hillel was able to be masakin the din of Prusbol as a response to the din of Shmitas Ksafsim. So we're not going to discuss Abaye so much, but Abaye says it only works when Shmita is Durabanan. In a Hanami, when Shmita is Daraisa, Prusbol does not work. It's only Bismanazeh when Shmita is Durabanan, there Prusbol works. Rava says not that way. Rava says it's based on the concept of Hefker based in Hefker. So let's read the Gemara. We have time? I don't have the time. We have time? Anyone have time? 19. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rava Amar, Hefker based in High Hefker. Source 8. It's through the concept, through the mechanism of Hefker based in Hefker, that's how Hillel was able to use the mechanism of Prusbol to address Shmitas Ksofen. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shehefker based in Hayahefker. Where do we know that Chazal have the ability to manipulate assets Al Pidin? Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Ezra, O Chalasher lo yavo l'shloshes hayamim, ka'atzas tasarim azakenim, yecharam kol ruchusha v'hu yivdal mikal agola. So they made a takana that anyone who doesn't come within 3 days to Yerushalayim, all of their assets are going to be hefker, and they're not going to be part of the kehila. So it seemed like the basin of we see from this pasuk that the basin of Ezra was able to be mafkir, was able to render assets ownerless. Rabbi Lezer, that's Rabbi Yitzchak source. Rabbi Lezer Amar Mehacha. Be'ela hanachlos asher nachlo elazar kohen v'yeshub benun v'rosh ye'avos. This is when they were dividing up the land of Eretz Yisrael at the end of Sefer Yoshua. V'chima'in yin roshem etzel avos. The pasuk says that it was elazar hakohen v'yeshub benun and the rosh ye'avos. So who was dividing up the land? What's the shaychus between the roshim and what's this rosh ye'avos? So says the Gemara, Lomar l'cha ma avos manchin es b'neim kol mi shiyirtzu. Just like a father can decide, can allocate his assets to any child that he wants through the mechanism of chilak nechasav. We're not getting into that mechanism. That we'll say for Bava Basra. Af roshim manchila ma'am kol mi shiyirtzu. So too, the heads of the people, the hainu, the batei din, have the rights to reallocate assets. Just like a father has the right to allocate his assets to his children, so too the heads of the people, in other words, the Batei Din, have the right to reallocate assets and say that which belongs to Reuven is going to belong to Shimon, that which belongs to Shimon is going to belong to Reuven. So now, the Rashba says that it sounds like from the Gemara in Source 9, the Rashba says that it sounds like from the Gemara that if you assume that the source for Hefker based on Hefker is Elu HaNachlos or Shonachlo Elazar Kohen, Hefker based on Hefker is really a misnomer. Because if you just translate the term Hefker based on Hefker, what is this, what does it mean, the translation? Hefker, when based in is Mafker something, when based in renders something ownerless, it is ownerless. But I don't necessarily know that Basin has the right to say that which belongs to Reuven is going to go to Shimon. Maybe Basin only has the right to say that which belongs to Reuven is going to be ownerless. And then maybe it's up for the taking. Someone else can take it. Maybe someone else has the right to take it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Basin has the right to directly reallocate from Reuven to Shimon, from Shimon to Reuven. Says the Rash, but if the source is the second source in the Gemara, Elu HaNachlos or Shonachlo Lazar Kohen B'Yeshua Benun, just like a father has the right to give to the kid, right? The father's not just making his nechasim ownerless; he's giving over directly to one of his children as opposed to the other child. So too, the Beis Din has the right to directly take the nechasim from Reuven and make Shimon the new owner. So the term Hefker based in Hefker is not really Hefker based in Hefker. It's really Hakna'as based in is a Hakna'. Based in has a right to make acquisitions without the agreement of the parties. So that's the Rashba's opinion. Rashba assumes that Hefker based in Hefker not only works to be Mafkir Nechasim, it also works to be Makne Nechasim, to give over Nechasim to someone else. Now, that's the Rashba in Source 9. Rabbeinu Yona in Source 10 in Bava Basra assumes that the way explicitly. Let's take a look at that inside. V'chol heicha da'amrin hefker beis and hefker, says Rabbeinu Yona. Rabbeinu Yona was one of the Rebbeim of the Rashba. Rabbeinu Yona was a cousin and a mechutin of the Ramban. And the Rashba was a Talmud of some sort of the Ramban, but he was directly a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yona, so they kept it in the family. So, but he argues on his Rebbe over here. So Rabbeinu Yona writes, "V'chol heicha da'amrin hefker beis in hefker, bal hanachasim ibeid zechuso al yedei hefker beis in. Whatever Chazal invoke hefker beis in hefker, the owner of the asset loses his rights to his nachasim. V'harihein kedavar she'enu shalo, and it's as if it doesn't belong to him." And anyone else has the right to take it. They have the right of basin to take it from the person. But he does not acquire it automatically. In other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming that Hefker, basin, Hefker is to be taken literally. Hefker, basin, Hefker. Basin has the right to be Mafkir Nechasim. But they don't have the right to be Makne Nechasim. Right? Not like the Rashba who said that if you look at the source, the second source in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, clearly we're assuming that Beis Din has the right to be Makne Nechasim, not just be Mafkir Nechasim. And in the Yeshivas, this is known as the Machlokas between the Ksos and the Nesivas, whether Hefker Beis Din Hefker works to be Mafkir Nechasim or also to be Makne Nechasim, but it's already a Machlokas in the Rishonim, as we see, a Machlokas between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. So now, we know that Kinyonim Derabanan, the tokef of Kinyan Derabanan, the reason they're halachically binding is because of Hefker based on Hefker. All of the Rishonim assume that. So now, wait a second. If you assume, like the Rashba, that Hefker based on Hefker works not only to be Mafkir Nechasim, but also to be Makne Nechasim. They can take Nechasim that belong to Reuven and make them the owner, make Shimon the new owner. So Nechora, that should work on a Daraisa level, right? Chazal, they're just reallocating, and it's from Psukim in Navi, which may or not be Daraisa or Derabana. That's always a funny discussion. But says, and this is what the Achronim all say, the Dvar Avram says this Chiddush, that if you assume like the Rashba, that Hefker based in Hefker works to be Makna Nechasim, meaning Reuven can now take the Nechasim from Shimon. Or, I'm sorry, Chazal, that the Beis Din says that that which belonged to Reuven now belongs to Shimon. So now Shimon is going to own it on a Doraisa level because Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker works not just to be Mafkin Nechasim, but also to take the Nechasim of Reuven and put it in the hands of Shimon. Now Shimon is the bona fide owner. He is the real owner of those Nechasim, and now that should work on a Doraisa level. However, if you assume like Rabbeinu Yonah, that Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker only works to be mafkir nechasim, only works to render assets ownerless, then the Achronim suggests, the Dvar Avram, the Kavnei Rav, he suggests this Chiddush, that it could be that that only works, now someone else who is Zochin, that is only going to be acquire that midrabanan. Why? Why are they only going to acquire it midrabanan? L'chor, if I'm mafkir something, right? I render something ownerless. I have, I'm not actually going to be mafkir, but I theoretically I was being mafkir my phone, and Evan comes and he snags it. So Evan's going to become the owner on a Doraisa level. He can theoretically own the Nechasim on a Doraisa level. Why not? So just because Hefker based in Hefker only works to be mafkir Nechasim like Rabbeinu Yonah, why does that necessarily mean that the new owner is not going to be the Daraisa Dika owner, he's only going to be a Darabana Dika owner? Why is that? So the Dvar Avram doesn't really explain. But perhaps the pshat is as follows. When Rabbeinu Yonah says that Hefker based in Hefker works to be Mafkir Nechasim, perhaps Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't really mean bona fide Hefker. Right? If I can be Mafkir Nechasim, I can make my Nechasim Mamish ownerless. And then someone else takes it, they're going to be the real owner. However, maybe Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what it really means is that Beis Din allows someone else to take my assets. It's a reshus that Beis Din gives to someone else to take my assets. It's similar to a different concept. Also earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Ches, if we were going to discuss the idea of taxes, this is very relevant, the idea of Hafkas Halva Asa. Hafkas Halva Asa. So there's an opinion of the Sefer Yerim, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, one of the great Rishonim. He understood that the idea of Hafkas Halva Asa, which is basically, let's say you owe a non-Jew money. So technically speaking, it's mutter to just not pay it back. That's the concept of Hafkas Halva Asa, just, you know, being mafkir Yehovos, not paying back the paying the Wayu Torah is not a the Gemara says Zasr to teach Nandra's Torah. No one's going to pass this. So the Yireim says that Hafkas Halva Asa is, even though it's mutter to do Hafkas Halva Asa to a non-Jew, nevertheless, you don't actually own the Nechasim. You don't actually own that which you're keeping. Sefer Yerim is talking about for Dalet Minim, the Magen Avraham quotes this Lahalacha, but you see that there's a concept of you have something, but you have the right to keep it. You're not actually the owner. Right? There, you're allowed to keep that which belongs to the non-Jew, but you're not actually the owner. You don't actually own it. You can't use that. Let's say you borrowed his Esrog, and you just don't give it back. So that is not necessarily going to be, that's not really a chov, but let's just assume that for now, you don't give it back, you don't actually own it. So too here, perhaps what Rabbeinu Yonah means to say is, Hefker based in Hefker means that someone else has the right to take it. They're not necessarily going to own it, they're not going to be the bona fide owner, but they're allowed to take it from you and use it for whatever they want. But since they're not going to be the real bailim on the Cheftza, therefore when it comes to dinim, and halacha, dinim daraisa, which require bailus, which require ownership, like lachem by dalaminim, or by kiddusha isha, the kesef too, be mekadesh a woman, you're not going to be the full owner. And it won't work. Okay, so just to quickly summarize, we saw Ran in our sugya on Daf Lamed Daled Beis, which assumed that Kinyan Daled Amos, which is only Derabanan, works to be Makdish and be over Mi'ila. Clearly, the Ran was assuming that the Kinyan Derabanan works for Dinim Daraisa. We pointed out that the Ran is Lishitaso in at least two other places, in Masechah Sukkah by giving the Daled Minim over to a Katan, and in Masechah Gittin by acquiring a get with the Kinyan Daled Amos. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav assumed not like the Ran and assumed that a Kinyan Derabanan does not work on a Darais level. Didn't have time, but we'll discuss maybe another time the Rambams in other areas of Halacha. And we pointed out, L'chor, this machlokas depends on how you understand the nature of the din of Hefker, based in Hefker, which is the basis for all Kinyanim Derabanan. Does Hefker, based in Hefker, work to reallocate Nechasim from Reuven directly to Shimon, or does it only work to be Mafker Nechasim, render Nechasim ownerless? We pointed out that you can't take that literally because then we haven't really solved anything. The one who acquires it afterwards should become the real owner. So rather, what Rabbeinu Yonah, who said Hefker Beis and Hefker works as Hefker, what he must mean is, it's just a Nesimus Rishus, the Beis and Chazal allow you to take the asset from the other person without becoming the full bona fide owner.